News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tom Gilligan, Director of Services for Housing and Roads at Mayo County Council and founder of vacanthomes.ie. You have set the cat among the pigeons this morning with your call for a boycott of holiday home owners in Mayo.
Thanks, Shane. Well, first of all, I suppose just to say that this was an email that was sent to members of the Housing Strategic Policy Committee last weekend. So it probably wasn't meant for public debate. But look, we are where we are.
Do you regret that it has become part of public debate?
No, I don't regret. No, because, I mean, according to the 2022 census, there are 5,987 holiday homes in Mayo. And in the middle of a housing crisis, we need homes for people, not just for seasons. And I'm not trying to demonise holiday homeowners or blame anyone in relation to this. But the reality is we are in the middle of a housing crisis. We have young people who cannot find a home. We have people here in Mayo that have been offered jobs but yet can't find a place to live. And we need to do something. We, you know, as Housing Minister James Brown says, you know, nothing is off the table. And it's very important that we look at our options and keep
options. I think that's absolutely fine. And you're contributing to that debate. And I know you stress in your email that it should be peaceful, it should be non-violent, civil
absolutely.
Action. And you're saying, you're saying you don't want to demonise people. But boycotts by their nature do demonise. And isn't there also a danger that if a boycott kind of whips up public feeling, that things could get out of hand, things could get nasty?
No, I mean, when you look back in relation to the history of Mayo, and look, the word boycott is synonymous with Mayo.
It does, it is, of course, yeah, Captain Boycott.
Back to the time that Captain Boycott, who was, a land agent for an absentee landlord with lands in Mayo. And at that stage, I suppose, local tradespeople in Ballinrobe refused to recognise his existence. You know, no shopkeeper to sell him food.
Yeah, we know the history, but is there a worry it could get out of hand?
No, look, this is a proposal in relation to this. I mean, this is not a policy at the moment. The whole idea in relation to the housing SPC is to bring proposals to the SPC. And we're looking at other options as well in relation to holiday homes, Shane. We're looking at in relation to a holiday home tax. And we're also looking as well in relation to the idea of compulsory purchase orders for holiday homes. When you have 6,000 homes in Mayo that are vacant for 9, 10, 11 months of the year in the middle of a housing crisis, it's morally wrong. You know, we have young people that are staying at home, they're living at home with mom and dad, that have been in the same room all their lives in, you know, late 20s, early 30s. And these people need a home. And we have people that are emigrating that, you know, cannot find a place to live. And it's wrong. Look,
you say holiday home owners are bad neighbours. There'll be lots of people listening this morning who own a holiday home. Are they bad neighbours?
They are bad neighbours, unfortunately, because, I mean, when you're travelling around Mayo in the depths of winter, in the middle of winter, and you're seeing all these homes and there's no lights on, etc., You're not a neighbour. You're not providing anything of sustainable commitment.
Okay,
to the local community.
The counter argument, and sorry to cut across you, we are slightly pressed for time. Sorry to cut across you, Tom. The counter argument is that, you know, Westport, Mayo, very depend on tourism, and you need tourists, and they need somewhere to stay.
Oh, I totally agree with that, Shane. Absolutely, but why not utilise the hotels, the B&Bs that we have here in Mayo? You know, we over the last while, we've seen hotels that have closed. We don't want to see that. We want to keep tourism in Mayo. Mayo is synonymous with tourism. The west of Ireland is probably one of the most attractive places you can come to, not just in Ireland, but for the UK and the rest of Europe and for America. And we want to encourage that.
Okay.
But what I don't want to see is that all these empty holiday homes there. A home is built to be lived in. Okay. The purpose of a home is not to be empty.
Councillor Peter Flynn says the idea is crazy. You're saying it's just one thing being considered. Could it become official policy of Mayo County Council in your view?
That would be up to the look, what will happen in due course is that it will be discussed at the Housing SPC. It'll go to the full council if the Housing SPC agree it, which is up to them. That it goes to the full council for adoption. But as I say, look, we really do, in the middle of a housing crisis, we have to look at all options.
Okay.
And as I say, nothing is off the table. And, you know, we need to debate this issue.
Yeah, and fair. Credit to you, Tom, for fronting up this morning and coming out to debate. And I do think that is commendable. And we do really appreciate you talking to us this morning. Tom Gilligan, Director of Services for Housing and Roads at Mayo County Council. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.